7.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
It's Sunday, and it's time to think about planting your garden. And if we can help you to do a better job and to stay ahead of the problems, the number to call is 855-660-4261. My name is Paul Parent, and I'm here to help you to have a great gardening season. This morning we've talked a lot about the various things that we should be doing, and one of the things that I've done in the last week is I've opened up my cellar, slid open the windows to get the air movement in there, because the basement's a little musty after being closed up all winter. And I found a wonderful product that was made in Boston, a company called Linwood Laboratories. And it's called Shoe Mold. And you spray it on the cement foundation in your basement, on the floor. You can use it upstairs on carpeting, on drapery, on anything that has kind of a musty smell. So if you have a camp or a cottage and it's been closed up all winter, pick up the Shoe Mold by Linwood Laboratories, and when you open up your camp, cottage, or if you have a camper that's been, you know, closed up all winter, open it up to air it out, spray this product on it, and it will remove that musty, moldy, mildewy smell on there. And it's a wonderful, wonderful product. It's available at your local nursery or garden center. If they don't have it, tell them to get it for you. And this time of the year, we're getting out. We're spending some time on our screen porch. And the bugs are coming in through the screen. The same company has a product called Screen Saver. And you spray it right on the screen. And if you're going tenting, you bring it with you. You set up your tent, and wherever you have a vent to let the air in, you spray this on it, and it will keep the insects from coming in, especially the little ones that can get through the hole and through your screen door. Again, very safe and a wonderful, wonderful product to control insects that are creating a problem. And I know here in Maine we're getting into the black fly season, and the Screen Saver, boy, does it do a good job. But you got to ask for it at your local nursery and garden center, feed and grain store, and they can get it for you. A lot of the hardware stores carry it too. So don't let the bugs ruin your adventure outside. There's some great products out there that are safe and will do the job for you. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Call us, and we'll help you to have a great gardening season. We do have open lines, so call now, and we'll help you out. Now, if you don't receive my newsletter, I write a newsletter every week. It comes out Thursday or Friday, depending on when I'm able to write it. And it's free. So go to paulparent.com. That's Paul Parent, like mom and dad, P-A-R-E-N-T.com. And when you click on the page, at the bottom of the page, you can see the newsletter. At the top of the page, you can sign up for it. All you do is put in your email address, submit, and you will receive it every single week. Now, the one thing that I want you to do is, if you did not or you have not received it yet, I want you to go to the bottom of the page where it says newsletter. Click on it, because this week I did a major article on Downy mildew, which is a disease of impatience. And this is breaking news. Nobody has talked about this since last fall. Different universities have worked hard all winter, and there is now a cure for downy mildew of impatience. And if your impatience fell apart last year and it just died and you don't know why, it's a fungus. And the spores are in the soil, no matter where you live, from Florida to Maine, and all the way across the coast to California. And there are two products that you need to buy, and you need to order it now from your local garden center or feed and grain store. One of them is called AgriFos, A-G-R-I-F-O-S. It's a systemic fungicide, and it's made by Monterey Lawn and Garden. And the other product is called Organocide Plant Doctor, and it's made by the company Organocide, or Organic Lab. So we've got two products. If you want impatience and you had a problem last year, these are the only two products available on the market that will solve your problem. If you don't treat your plants with this, your impatience will start to grow. Once we get hot, humid weather in July, bang, they're gone. And it will happen like overnight, okay? So this is breaking news. It's brand new. And it's a wonderful, wonderful product. Let's go to the phone lines. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Terry from Mass with a question about tulips.
Terry, good day and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Oh, welcome back, Paul. I have tulips and lilies in pots from Easter, and I want to put them outside, but I want to plant them where animals won't dig them up.
Okay. The first thing that you need to do is, now, where do you live, Terry?
In Scituate.
In Scituate, okay. Your tulips could be planted any time now, because daffodils are up, your tulips are beginning to poke through. So what I'd like to see you do is don't take them from a 70-degree house and put them outside where it could get down to 40 or 50 degrees. Take them outside during the day, put them in your garage or a porch, someplace where it's going to stay cold, to get them to adjust to the temperature change, and then at night, bring them back inside. In your garage, close the door, and that will keep them sheltered and on the warmer side. And you do this for a week to get them acclimated. Now, after a week, take your plants out into the garden. Dig a hole that's going to be 3 inches deeper and the same size as your pot. Turn the pot upside down, remove the pot, add some compost, animal manure, something like that, to condition the soil. set your pot of tulips or daffodils, hyacinths, and then fill in that hole with soil. So now your bulbs are going to be deeper and at the proper depth to survive the winter. If you put them at the same level, they're only going to be 2 inches deep, and they will not survive the winter. They've got to go down 6 inches. So the depth of the pot is around 3. You're digging your hole 3 inches deeper, and then you're ready to go. On your Easter lily, you're going to have to wait until about the 1st of May because it's still a little bit too cool. Remove the faded flowers. Use a fertilizer to motivate that plant to get stronger and to replace some of the missing energy that it took to make the beautiful Easter lily blossoms. And then in early May, you're going to dig a hole, again, about 6 inches deep now instead of 3 inches deep. Set them in with some soil conditioners like compost or the garden core and fill it in. And you'll be in great shape. Now, the other thing I want you to do with your Easter lily, and any of you that have lilies, the Asiatic lily bug is coming. And the only product that will take care of that is called Tree and Shrub.
Hemlock trees are being threatened by a pest called the hemlock woolly adelgid. It sucks sap from the tree, causing it to lose vigor and prematurely drop needles, which can eventually kill the tree. Signs of damage include the presence of what appear to be the tips of cotton swabs on twigs and at the base of needles. You can protect hemlocks and keep them healthy by treating them with products that prevent new infestations. This message is brought to you by Bayer Advanced, the authority on pests and pest control.
Of all the enjoyment gardening brings, we're guessing that feeding the local bug population is not on the list. To protect your fruits and vegetables in a way that fits your life, try Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control from Bayer Advanced. It's a ready-to-spray alternative solution using naturally derived non-synthetic active ingredients that can be sprayed up to a day before harvest and is still effective at controlling listed insects. Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control from Bayer Advanced. It fits your life. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
This is Paul Largay of Largay Travel, and I'm so pleased to be working with the Paul Parent Garden Club and your traveling hosts, Paul and Chris Parent. This year's trip, August 7th through the 19th, offers a magical discovery of Alaska, Vancouver Island, and Denali National Park. It's the perfect combination of a cruise and land-based adventure. You'll visit Bouchard Garden, enjoy a seven-night inside passage cruise past the pristine wilderness and Alaskan frontier town, and witness the abundant wildlife and beauty of Denali Park. This memorable trip offers something for everyone and provides exceptional value for your travel dollar. So please join Paul and Chris Parent as they explore Alaska. Don't be left behind. For specific details and availability, please visit the Paul Parent Garden Club website or call Largay Travel at 1-800-322-9481. That's 1-800-322-9481. See you on board.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are natural, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Sunday, and we are here to help you to have a wonderful garden. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Chet from New Hampshire with a question about pruning fruit trees.
Chet, how can we help you with your fruit trees? Because this is the best time of the year to get it done.
This?
Yes. How old are they, and tell me what they look like.
Well, they're about 3 years old, maybe four, and there's a debuzzer on there. Some of them seem like maybe breaking through with the green stuff. But and I've put some oil spray on there. I don't know if I should have done that or not. But I'm just concerned about pruning my fruit trees because they seem like they're getting kind of tall, and I neglected to prune them after I got them installed and put into the ground.
Right. Fruit trees are pruned during February, March, and April. And they should be done before the plant starts to make foliage. And I know that the buds are beginning to swell, but that's okay. So what you do with a fruit tree is this. Walk around the plant. Take a look at the branches. Any suckers coming from the ground should be removed totally. Now you look at the top of the plant. Anything that's broken because of the winter should be removed. Anything that may have died, any branch that may have died, and just take a fingernail, scratch the stem. If there's green underneath the bark, it's alive. If it's brown, then you remove it. So, suckers, anything that's broken, anything that's dead. Then walk around the tree and look for branches that are crisscrossing each other and rubbing. And remove the one that you feel has the less potential. Because as they mature, if these branches continue to rub back and forth with the wind, it will remove the bark, it will expose the woody fibers of the plant, disease will get in, insects will get in, and you'll have a problem. And then look at the plant and say to yourself, okay, I want this to be more upright, or I want it to be more spreading. And you'll notice on the branches that the buds are alternating. So you'll have one on the right, maybe a couple of inches, and one on the left side of the branch, and then on the right, and then on the left. So if you want to make your plant open up and become wider, because it's growing taller and not wide, you're going to make a cut just above a bud that points to the outside of the tree. If the center of the tree is hollow or empty, then you make a cut above a bud that will send that new branch towards the center of your plant. So to make it wider and to give it some spread, to make it grow, make the cut just above a bud that points out. And the new growth in the spring will make that tree produce a branch growing away from the center, giving you more width to your plant.
Now I can prune the top off, right, because it's getting kind of tall.
Yes, if it's getting kind of tall, don't be scared. Prune off the top, but try and make a cut just above a bud.
Okay.
And you've already done the oil, which is real good. Then I would fertilize it. Either use Plant Tone by Espoma. It's an all-natural, all-organic fertilizer. And you use 1 pound for every inch thickness of the trunk of your tree. And all you do is you take a crowbar, go 3 feet away from the main stem, make a series of holes, and then put a half a handful in each hole for the amount of the thickness of the trunk of your tree. Also, Dr. Earth fruit tree fertilizer with probiotics. So either one of those two. And then if you can put some bark mulch around the trunk of the tree to keep out the weeds and to make it easier for you to mow. That way you're not banging your lawnmower into the trunk of that apple tree or fruit tree. It will help to keep it safe and healthy. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. They will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps. without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
The It's Not My Fault, My Computer Is Running Slow support group will come to order. Ready?
It's not my fault.
It's not my fault.
It's not my fault.
Excuse me?
Yes, Barry?
Isn't it somebody's fault when your computer slows down?
I think it's Barry's fault.
Thanks, Barry, for slowing down my computer.
If your computer is running slow, it's not always your fault. What you want for your slow computer is CleanPCNow.com. CleanPCNow is a new way to keep your computer running at its top speed. First, go to CleanPCNow.com. Now.com to download a free diagnostic, and in minutes we can find out what's slowing down your computer. Then you can easily activate Clean PC Now software to optimize your computer's performance. And with Clean PC Now, there's an honest to goodness live person available to answer your questions. Clean PC Now means an end to bringing someone into your home to fix your computer. Go to cleanpcnow.com today and get your free diagnostic. That's cleanpcnow.com. First we screen it, then we clean it. cleanpcnow.com.
You're listening to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next? Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Marcia from Mass with a question about impatience.
Marcia, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you with the impatient problem?
Hi, I love your show.
Thank you.
Very informative. I just want to know, do you know what the sun patients are?
Yes.
They're like New Guinean patients. Does the downy mildew affect that?
No, it does not. The downy mildew will only affect your everyday impatience. It will not infect the sun impatience or the New Guinea impatience.
I'm so glad because I ordered them.
Yeah, those two varieties are immune to downy mildew. But your common everyday impatience that you buy in flats at the nursery, the greenhouses, the garden centers, will get this downy mildew. And if you had it last year, it will return unless you use either the Agrifos or the plant doctor products at the time of planting and then several times during the year. But the New Guinea is immune, and the sun impatiens are immune to the problem.
That's good. I'm happy to hear that. Okay, thank
Great.
You very much.
Thank you. You have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. And we thank you for the call. 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Suzanne from Mass with a question about rosebush.
Suzanne, welcome to the Garden Club. Tell me what's happening with your roses.
Well, I had this rosebush that my grandfather had actually planted approximately 75 years ago.
Wow.
And it bloomed. Yeah, a beautiful Floribunda, dark red, very fragrant rosebush. And it bloomed a year after year after year. And about 2 years ago, this young man that I had mowing my lawn, he mowed over the rosebush. And it sort of ended up like a stump. And I tried putting rose fertilizer on it and covering it in the winter and hoping it would come back. And it hasn't come back yet. And I was wondering, because of the age of the rosebush, did that just kill it?
Well, I mean, if he drove the lawnmower over it, and he needs a good smack on the back of the head.
Well, he doesn't work for me anymore.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I don't blame you. But, I mean, if he mowed it right to the ground, then it's possible that it is one of the plants that was grafted. And if it was grafted, the root system is one plant, and the rose bush above the ground is a second. And when he mowed it, he separated the graft and basically killed the top of it. In some cases, it will return, but it would not be the same plant.
Oh, so that's why some things have sort of come up, but they haven't really gotten big or anything?
Right.
See, yeah,
Floribundas. Yeah, Floribundas, Grandifloras, and hybrid teas are grafted. And they graft them because most of your roses are grown in California, they're grown in Texas, in a warmer climate so they can mature faster.
Okay.
So in the meantime, what they do is they take a root system that will tolerate the climate in New England or Minnesota or North Dakota. And they take the top of the plant and they graft it together so that the plant is now winter hardy in a cold climate. And you'll see a swollen area that resembles your fist.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the graft is. And if this ding-dong mowed over it and cut it off below the graft, then the rosebush is gone.
Oh, that's too bad. I do have some other similar ones in the yard, so it's not like they're all gone. I'm disappointed because that was the only red one. Okay, well, I'll look into it more and see if it looks like he might have actually destroyed the grafted area. And thanks for that tip. I did have a comment also. You had a while ago, you were talking about mulch, and you mentioned a mulch called cocoa mulch. I don't know if you realize that cocoa mulch is very toxic to children and animals.
It is, okay.
Yeah, you might want to look it up on, like, the ASPCA website. It contains, it's like pure chocolate, basically, and if animals or small children eat it, it can give them epileptic seizures and they can actually die.
Okay. I know that I have dogs, and I know you can't give them chocolate because make them very, very sick. Cocoa hulls have been around a long time. Personally, I don't like cocoa mulch because it is the shell of the coconut, of the chocolate bean.
Yep.
And the reason that I don't like it, it's cup shape. And mm-hmm. when you put it in your garden, if the cup is facing up, it will fill full of water, and it will get all moldy.
Ew.
And your beautiful bed has white mold growing all over it. So you have to get into the constant routine that after irrigation or rain, you have to rake the bed and flip those cups over to get the water out, and then the mold will stop. But it's not a very popular. It's something that's a little bit different. It has a different texture, a different look to it. And you're right. If you don't have kids, if you don't have pets, if you're in an enclosed yard and you like the smell of chocolate and you're willing...
Good.
Yeah, and you're willing to rake it after watering, then there's no problem. But if you've got little kids, and little kids will pick up anything and put it in their mouth, and pets, they smell it, they will do the same thing, you could have a problem. And I thank you for that comment. I really appreciate that.
Okay, and thank you for the
people
know. Advice.
Okay, thank you. Have a great weekend now.
Yeah,
bye-bye. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. We've been telling you things that need to be done this week and in the weeks to come, and there are two that really should be done now. If you have a backyard and it's wooded, or you have tall grasses, you probably have mice. And the mice right now are carrying the tick that does Lyme disease. And if you've got dogs, they're going to come out, play in the yard, roll in the grass, and if you start finding ticks on them, there's a possibility that it's the Lyme disease carrying tick. Now, if you don't want to spray because of your dog and your kids, there is something called a tick tube. It's from a company in Boston. It's a cardboard tube, like a toilet paper cardboard tube. They stuff in it cotton that's been treated with a pyrethrum-based product. And you would put these tubes near a tool shed, in tall grass, in a wooded area, near firewood, underneath a deck, where mice may be active. The mice will pull the cotton out of the tube, bring it to their nest, and use it as bedding. When they lay on it, if there are any ticks, baby ticks, microscopic ticks, like the size of a head of a pin or smaller, when they lay on the cotton with the pyrethrum, it will kill the tick. It will not hurt the mouse, but it will prevent them from maturing and then going to the next step, which is the deer or you or your kids or your pets. If it gets on your pet, it falls off of them, gets on your carpet, and you're walking around barefoot, it will crawl up your leg. So if you've had ticks in the past and you want to control them organically, tick tube, and you can find that at most nurseries and garden centers. Now, the other one, Japanese beetle grubs. If you want to control the grubs in your lawn, in your garden, and you don't want to use a chemical, there is a company from Canada called Environmental Factor. And they have a product known as Grub Buster. And it's kept in a refrigerator at your local nursery or garden center, because what it is nematodes. You take the nematodes, you put it in your sprayer, in a bottle sprayer, you spray it on your lawn, in your gardens, and the nematode is a microscopic insect that will bore into the soil looking for a food source. When it finds a grub, It will enter the grub by the hundreds. They will mate. They will consume the body of the grub and then leave and go on to other grubs. So it's a natural way. We all have nematodes in our soils, but the further north you live with the colder winters, many of the nematodes die. And it's a lot more effective than putting down something that is a disease of grubs, because it works that year. It doesn't take 3 or 4 years to reestablish itself. But it's called Grub Buster from Environmental Factor. It's available at all of your garden centers. And if you want to stay organic and natural, this will give you result the same year. So if you put it down now, as the ground warms up, it will kill the adults in your lawn. They stay active. Beetles fly in from the neighborhood in your yard. They lay eggs in the ground. The nematodes are there. They attack the egg, they attack the grubs, and they keep your yard free of Japanese beetles, and that way your lawn doesn't have problems with the grass dying out, and there are fewer to create a problem. So those are two jobs that you should be thinking about doing in the next couple of weeks. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Jeff from Mass with a question about balancing soil pH.
Jeff, okay, we're coming up on a break. Jeff, as soon as we come back, we'll go right to you and we'll tell you how to balance the acidity in the soil. Remember, acid soil will encourage more weeds to grow in your lawn, and it slows down the growth of your grass. And in the vegetable garden, wow, the result is crazy. So we'll...
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Bonnie knows. When you plant something, it keeps on giving. Growing from friend to neighbor to community. Generations of gardeners have trusted Bonnie for fresh, healthy vegetable and herb plants. Rely on Bonnie for quality plants, help, and support. Bonnie, gardening with you since 1918. BonniePlants.com.
This is Paul Largay of Largay Travel, and I'm so pleased to be working with the Paul Parent Garden Club and your traveling hosts, Paul and Chris Parent. This year's trip, August 7th through the 19th, offers a magical discovery of Alaska, Vancouver Island, and Denali National Park. It's the perfect combination of a cruise and land-based adventure. You'll visit Bouchard Garden, enjoy a seven-night inside passage cruise past the pristine wilderness in Alaskan frontier town, and witness the abundant wildlife and beauty of Denali Park. This memorable trip offers something for everyone and provides exceptional value for your travel dollar. So please join Paul and Chris Perrin as they explore Alaska. Don't be left behind. For specific details and availability, please visit the Paul Perrin Garden Club website or call Largay Travel at 1-800-322-9481. That's 1-800-322-9481. See you on board.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling
best-selling liquid CalMag vitamin D and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Natural disaster, down economy, and inflating gas prices. Wondering how to prepare for what's next? Come to the Self-Reliance Expo at the Arlington Convention Center to learn about food and water storage, emergency power, shelters and financial management, hands-on training. We've got beekeeping, suturing, and learn how to build your own solar panels and so much more. Activities for the whole family. Self-Reliance Expo, Arlington Convention Center, Friday and Saturday, April 26th and 27th. Tickets and schedule at selfreliancexpo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The coming financial collapse is real. The subsequent social unrest will happen. Even if you made it out of suburbia alive, where would you take your family? Act now to secure your survival retreat in the American Redoubt with the experts at SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. The American Redoubt is the designated safe haven for all liberty-minded patriots relocating to Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. Get eyes, ears, and boots on the ground. Get professional, confidential, discreet advice. Get SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. Call 208-627-2855. Save time, money, and stress while you secure your ultimate survival retreat property now, before it's too late. Water, energy, food, defense. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com.
It's Sunday, and we are here to help you to have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. We want to remind you to sign up for the God Makeover Contest. Go to paulparent.com. When the front page opens, you'll see a picture of me, and to the right of my picture, it will say Black Gold and Farford. If you click on either one of those little blocks to just to the right of my picture, scroll down, and it will say God Makeover. And you just fill it out, and you could win $500 worth of plant material and mulches and compost, and people from Black Gold and myself will spend the day at your home working in your yard. We want to invite you, your friends, your neighbors to join us, and we'll redo your yard over the course of that day. Plus, you'll visit the garden center near you and pick up the products that you need to make it look beautiful. Again, paulparent.com. You'll see my picture. To the right of it, just click on Farford or Black Gold. Scroll down till you see the Garden Makeover Contest. Sign up now because the drawing is at the end of May. And you can get coupons to save money on their products at the same time. Tom, who's up next? Okay, Jeff. Okay, can you give us that question again? I'm sorry, I've lost my train of thought.
Good morning, Paul. I ordered a roll of Hydreon paper to test my soil, and
yes.
I don't know how to use it.
Okay, what you'll have to do is you go in your garden. You don't have to test every foot. So if, let's say you have a garden that's 25 feet by 25 feet. You take a spoon and some type of a bowl. Take a sample, maybe 10 samples throughout the whole garden. Make sure there's no stones. Blend it together. And then dip the test strip into the wet soil, and there should be on the box a color chart that the paper will change to, and it will tell you what the pH or the acidity level is in your garden. And acidity is important. You want to have your garden between 6 and 7 for most of your vegetables and flowers. If it's below 6, then you need to add either the Turf Turbo made by Bonide or Magic Cal made by Jonathan Green to the garden now. Both of these products will change the acidity 1 point in a 4-week period. The old-fashioned powdered lime will take up to 6 months to do the same thing. And then look around your lawn. And if you see patches of moss, then put the Turf Turbo down, water it in, and it will slowly fight to make the soil less acidic. The moss will begin to die out. The grass will grow thicker and fuller, creating shade, and the moss will not be able to survive. But you don't have to make 10 tests in the garden. Take samples here and there, blend them together, add the test strip to it, and it will change color. And you match it up with the back of the box with the color, and it will tell you what the acidity level is in your garden.
Do I need to add any water to the soil to use the strips?
You're going to need to add a little bit of water so that it pulls the chemical from the paper into the soil and then back to the paper so that it reacts with it. You do that, you'll be in great shape.
Thank you, Paul.
I want you to have a great week. Sign up for the newsletter, especially if you had impatience. And again, at the bottom of the newsletter, at the bottom of the website, paulparent.com, click on newsletter and read the article. It's important. Have a great week, everybody.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs has learned the importance of good fats for good health. Good fats are essential fatty acids, and they're called essential because they're necessary for good health. That's why he uses Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity.
Among the fats, the most powerful are two fats that are referred to as essential fatty acids. Now, nothing in the world of nutrition is more important than essential fatty acids. The word essential means you better get it in your diet or you're in big trouble. Essential fatty acids are perhaps the most multifunctional and versatile of all the essential nutrients. Essential fatty acids are not just important for the heart, they're important for everything in the body.
To get the essential fatty acids that are so important to your body, order Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.